Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth, to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. This is September 23rd, 2018, at 6 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Standard Time. This is just a special little broadcast for today. I'll be starting officially back in October again. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful summer and a beautiful start of the school year with your children and the children, young adults, whoever you may be around the world. First, I just start off in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne to give you thanks and praise and all power and glory belong to you. We ask that you cover and protect each person who listens to this call and their family and whatever they may be going through, God, we just ask you to stand in the gap for them. Healing, peace, joy, safety, protection. And be the judge in the courtroom, be the doctor in the hospital, be the teacher in the classroom, be an employee, be the whatever they maybe have desire for, God. We ask you to stand in the midst. We pray that all who are going through this health situation, healing through all their situation, that you restore them to perfect health, God, physically, mentally, spiritually, psychological health. Ask you to bless this broadcast and all that Love Truth stands for by sharing the gospel and pointing people to you. And all praise and glory go to you, dear Jesus. Again, Love Truth Ministry is by pointing people to Jesus Christ. And in doing so, we also believe in good work, different things that God bless us with, tools, technique, talent, information to share with one another, not to keep to oneself. So I will be sharing some different type of information today on my broadcast in order to bless you. Sometimes you have to bless somebody in various ways in order to reach them with the gospel. You may already know the word. Maybe you step away from going to church or fellowship or reading the word. Or maybe you never heard the word. But you may be like, well, this person, it gave me something I may require right now. You know, if you're standing in the cold and you're chilling, you don't got to win a coat when a person want to share the good news with you, whatever that news, if they have a coat to give you, something they can make you warm, you're more likely to listen to them. So this is Kim Williams from Love Truth Ministry. Again, come to view with some information that I believe will bless you. But first, I start off with some scriptures. This wasn't one of them. Think about where I'm going to start. Got a book open here. In John 10, verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enter in by the door is the shepherd or the sheep. To him the porter opens, the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. Know not the voice of the stranger. So I'm just going to read a little bit more of this particular one. Well, I'm going to be left right there for right now, because it's been long. I'm going to go into some other scriptures that I already planned to read. Remember, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. That you wouldn't have to perish. Okay, let me go to faith, Hebrew 1, chapter 11, 1. Name, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to go also to Hebrew 13, 21. make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And the last one I'm going to read is going to be 2 Timothy 3:17. And it says, that a man of God may be perfect through furnishing unto all good works. That a man of God may be perfect through the furnish unto all good works. That's the word of God. I read from the King James Version. And really why this special broadcast for today, I want to talk about God people can invest in their future. So those different scriptures talk about faith. It talked about, you know, having faith. You got to stay steadfast and focused and believe that God has something for you. Like the parable about the talent. You know, God gave one, man gave one, gave five different several one. Somebody gave two, gave some, three, some, four, some, five. What are you going to do with all the different talents that God gave us in various forms and fashion? Sometimes we keep it to ourselves. We don't tell anybody anything. We can see, it could be something simple. You can see a hole in the ground. You see a person, a child skipping along. Little children ain't going to pay attention to the hole in the ground. See, you stop and you say, oh, that's not my child. I ain't worried about it. They fall in and they know they look down when they walk. No. A good servant, a good steward, a good a friend of God, a person, a citizen, will say, hey, watch out. Don't go that far. Stop. It's a hole in the ground. So, I'm sharing information. The world is changing with technology. All sorts of technology. And like the scriptures say in Habakkuk, it says, write the vision, make it clean. So you won't faint. As you walk, just stay fast and focus. And you think about all the old shows you watch coming out. Especially as a child. The Jetsons and the Flintstones, all the different type of technology shows that came into cartoon characters and different images. Somebody wrote that image and they painted it, what they want the future to look like. Movies sometimes, people were putting their idea what they would like or hoping that the future would not be like, but they're actually writing something that could take place. So we have to write this type of plans that we want for our life. So people always hope for the opportunity to prepare themselves for the future. Today is your day if you choose to take this opportunity to prepare for your future. Whatever that future may hold, but this is a particular opportunity I'm going to share with you, that you can invest in your future in a particular way. First one is knowing Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. That's your future today and forevermore, and from this life on to your eternal life, destiny. Then children go to school today, they're preparing for their future or higher education to be more creative, to understand different things. But I would say, even beyond the classroom, God gave each one of us a mind, a thought, a conscience to create things. He created us. He said, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that, and it was good in his sight. So we, no matter what you think you see right now, remember, you can always create something that nobody never saw before and put out there. But nothing, it won't be new to God, will be new to us. You know, you may be the one who had the cure for a disease, any type of disease. It could be one simple thing that people overlook. Yeah, people say, oh, you die, how you eat, that's the big important. But it may be one little simple thing we may be missing. Can change the lifespan of somebody, give them more longevity beyond the years that we see, that most people might see in our time. Make them go past 106, 110. Could go past 200, we never know. And the old Bible ages in the early beginning of the Bible, people lived 800 years. The climate was different. The ecosystem was different. The air we breathe, everything was different. The stress level was different. Different type of stress. They had stress back then. But we can prepare for our future. This is dealing with today as financial blessing. For the kingdom of God, sometimes we don't think God operates on some eyes. Some people, you know, overlook the different ways God. They think, oh, just go and get a job, and that's what you're supposed to do, because somebody create that image for you, working in their factory. I went to a program with my sister, TDP, Teacher Democracy Project, in Baltimore City area, in the United States. And they were showing one of the slides. They had a speaker, but talking about 1987, if the date not wrong, approximately 1987. It was somebody came up with this new system of dumbified school system. They probably started way before then. But the whole idea, they wanted to create a community, a society, where people just go and learn whatever it is that somebody made for you to go and work in that industry, in that factory, whatever it may be, taking away your creativity, your time, the things that God planted in you to do. You don't need to know that they figure. We just need people to work for us. You know, that's why they call people rebels when you step away from them, or you resist them, you're not part of the normal, you're weird. Oh, no, God ain't make us to be the same. God made each one of us to be created to do something different. Nothing wrong with those who like to work, who get to have to go, whatever it may be. But God gave us great opportunities to go further. And sometimes them opportunities have been taken away from evil, wicked people. But if you have children, you can give them opportunity back. That's why they fight for art in the class, in the school system. They fight for gym in the school system. They fight for music in the school system. They fight for so much stuff that they will creativity because they know it's important. That's why some people create to have less time. See, they work in a 40-hour week. You work less, but no, we're not robots. You're supposed to have time to rest, to rejuvenate, to get your mind focused, to create and think. Most time you work on a job, they only want you to do what they want you to do. You got a better idea, they don't want to hear because you're not the boss. So they just want you to do exactly whatever. Or they may take your idea and don't give you no credit for it. But here's a great opportunity I want to share with you. Did you miss out on investing in Microsoft, Facebook, or Uber? I know I did. All I can say is I don't believe you will want to miss this vital information about the future technology for transportation at a global level, how you can participate in pre-IPO bonuses with educational materials. Pre-IPO stands for initial public offering before it goes to the stock market. So I'm inviting you on to a live broadcast. Today is Sunday here in the United States in Maryland. And then one is Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can jump on the Zoom at the link I have posted. In case you're listening by radio or phone, it's www.zoom, Z as in zoo, O-O as in opportunity, M as in mercy, I as in U.S. unity and salvation, / J, I would say Jesus, but they got in location, and / 275-275-1314, /j/275-275-1314. Please inform the host/speaker that Kim Williams, that's me, from Love Truth Ministry, invited you. There are two Kims, so please indicate Kim Williams, who's inviting you. Please email me and tell me what you like best about what you saw and heard. Email me at lovetruth.williams88@gmail.com, lovetruth.williams88@gmail.com. You also can, because on here, you can also post me at lovetruth.williams645@gmail.com, lovetruth.williams645@gmail.com. The bottom link on the thing is for you to, not only the top link is for you to join the Zoom so you can know more, but so you know how to use the office, the site, to invest. After the Zoom, they have a Q&A session, so stay to the end to answer any of your questions. But stay also if you plan on joining. I have a link shown that you can click on, read more information, and sign up for this investment opportunity, but you need to know how to use the site to invest. So you make sure you invest in the right area so you get credit that you actually purchasing some We don't sell. We said we're pushing up education material, but you receive pre-IPO bonuses. Those are shares. Okay, and also I'm giving away, like always on my site, for y'all who for participating, a free traveling booking engine called a Vortex at www.purposedriventravel1.us. www.purposedriventravel1.us. When you sign up, you have it for any time you want to book travel. Okay? Remember, this is the day the Lord has made. We will, we must rejoice and be glad in it. Again, it said, train up the child in the way he should go, and when he old, he will not depart from it. Train up the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So you can put it in that child, sow in that child, good information that will bless them for the future to come. And one way is teaching them how to invest in themselves. Long investments are usually long term. Like you go to school, it's for something for the future. So take the opportunity to jump on Zoom so you can hear the presentation with the experts will be on there explaining to you what this technology is and transportation that will be a blessing to you and how you can be a blessing to you. Have a blessed day. This is Kim Wynn from Love Truth Ministry. Remember, always put God first. Take care of yourself. Stay in prayer. Pray for one another. Be loving towards one another. Take care of your children and your elders always. In Jesus' holy name, take care. Bye.